Joined by two fine gentlemen right now, we've got the Honorary Colonel 14 Construction Engineering Squadron of the Royal Canadian Air Force, Dan Hennessy, and also joined by a man who really needs no introduction other than he was inducted to the Order of Canada back in 2003, Mr. Terry Kelly. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Russell, how you doing?
Good afternoon. And I must say that I was honored to be Honorary Colonel at 14 Wing for 5 years. And you know what? I tried to talk him into letting me fly. Anyway, so the commander said, only after dark, Terry.
Dan, is this what we're in for or what?
Oh, look, you have no idea. We all have our crosses to bear in Terry's mind.
Oh, this is going to be great. Now, listen, there is a method to the madness. This weekend, we've got the very first annual Canadian Walk for Veterans. It is the fifth annual, but the first here in Halifax at Point Pleasant Park.
It needed to happen here because, obviously, our veterans are coast to coast. They're not just in White Rock, British Columbia. They're not just in Kamloops. They're right here. And the nice thing about this is that the majority of the funds that are raised from this event on September 25th in Point Pleasant Park stay here, which is so amazing because we get to split the local profits here with the Greenwood Military Family Resource Center and the Halifax Military Family Resource Center, which obviously support the troops while they're deployed with packages and also support their families who are here at home with everything that they need.
And I'll blow Dan's horn a little here. Dan has been putting packages together to send to all the deployed servicemen and women for a number of years now. So at Christmas time, they get letters from families. They get stuff that they wouldn't be able to get overseas. And so they get a little taste of home.
You know, it's a win-win. The remainder, the small portion that goes back to the main organizer of this, Mark Birchall, and it's a very minute amount. It's focused on this Canadian Walk for Veterans, but at the end of the day, it's bringing the community together, and that's really the goal.
This event starts with registration 1 p.m., and we should throw the date out again, September 25th. It's a Sunday afternoon. Great day for a stroll through the park.
Right opposite Black Rock Beach. There's a little green area, grassy area there. We're going to be doing our ceremony. And I've heard a rumor that Mr. Terry Kelly is going to perform at the opening ceremonies, but not sure.
No pressure.
Oh, okay. That's pretty slick there,
Anderson. Yeah, just hope he can learn some new songs. But and, you know, we're going to have a delegation from the Royal Canadian Legion in Halifax there. We're going to have a piper. They're going to kick off the walk through a beautiful big banner which says Canadian Walk for Veterans. They're going to walk about a kilometer and a half return. So it starts off at Black Rock Beach, continues through to Northwest Armed Battery, turns around, and comes back.
So, and don't forget the Admiral of the Navy.
Yes. Yes, we're fortunate this year to have Rear Admiral Santarpia will be actually speaking at the opening ceremony, which, again, is very appropriate because the walk is going to go directly past the HMCS Bonaventure Memorial.
And when people register, they end up with a commemorative coin produced, and every year the Canadian Walk for Veterans produces a new coin. What's the registration fee there, Daniel?
Registration fee is $25, and I'm actually holding up one of the coins right now. Don't they look great?
So it gets better if you buy in bulk. So $10 for a cadet, general registration $25, family of four or five, $80. Well, guys, we're hoping for a huge turnout Sunday, September 25th. And for all the details, hotcountry1035.ca or CanadianWalkForVeterans.com. I will have a link to that as well right there.
Really appreciate the support, Russell. I know you've always been very supportive of everything we do.